This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on the show today. I believe the suit is related to Big Lou, isn't he? Oh, do I have that wrong?
Twins?
Ooh. Like Schwarzenegger and DeVito,
possibly. Well, yeah. We don't know. Now we don't know Big Lou. That could be the Big Lou could be like an opposite nickname.
I know. Yeah. No, I think there's a good chance that the Big Lou and the suit are one of two things, either related or one and the same.
Oh, I didn't consider that.
It's kind of scary, isn't it? So the first college football playoff poll came out, and again, as I'll point out, it is a weekly snapshot. They are sitting there, and they are ranking the teams 1 through 25. Okay? They're not taking into account or predicting conference champions who get first-round byes and things like that. That's all they're doing. So that's a snapshot. Penn State plays Washington this weekend, 8 o'clock. On Saturday night on Peacock. Get back to you on that. And should Penn State be successful, then we'll take a look at the next snapshot. Okay? And that's really what you have to do, is just, again, know it for what it is. It's a snapshot. You do want to be in a great position each week in the snapshot, only because that's a good starting point to have. They have a good starting point, without question, in the snapshot. That's great. Now, you have to go out and win, and then you look forward to the next snapshot. You just keep going. So, and that's what they need to do. Need to keep going. It was interesting today in talking with the players. Somebody asked, the question was the players. It was Zane Durant, Cooper Cousins, Zion Tracy. Do you prefer night games, 3:30 games, or noon? You know what their answer was?
Noon?
Yeah. All of them said noon. And I think that baffled everybody, because everybody's like, oh, they always get off to slow starts at noon and blah, 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 blah. The players would rather get out there. They're just anxious and geared up to play. They want to play. And that's, I found that to be, and all three of them gave that answer. They look, hey, I'm geared up to play. I just want to play. Let's go. And Washington's a good team. It's you know, are they a great team? No. But are they a good team? Yes. They are a good team. And it also takes a lot of work for them to learn. Now, it's not to the extent of the Washington staff having to learn everybody except for Oregon and USC. All right? So it's not to that extent. But for Penn State, learning an all-new opponent, how they play, quarterback like Rodgers, running back like Coleman, and so forth. Boston at wide receiver, Bruner at linebacker, Latu at tight end. You have to learn all that and their style of play and so forth. And so there's a challenge on each side of it. Also, you know, Washington is going to be involved in a night whiteout game here. And none of them have ever experienced that before. Again, I don't the night game part, great. But I don't like the fact I know it's only a half hour, but I wish the game were at 7:30 and not at 8. To me, a half hour, I'm talking about for the fans getting out of the stadium. To me, a half hour makes a difference for the fans to get out of the stadium, get in the parking lot and so forth. It's like, okay. That's actually the part I'm thinking about. Sorry, Todd.
Well, no, I just mean I'm just having involuntary shivers about having to wait for that, like I said yesterday about waiting through that Ohio State game. It takes a long time to get out of there when it's packed, as you well know.
Sure, it does take a long time. There's no question about that. And when it's at night like that, it's even more problematic. I don't understand why Peacock needs to have this game at 8. And I have not seen what Peacock's schedule is that day. So I don't know what's on. I don't understand why they have to have it at 8 o'clock.
I wonder if it's just as simple as that's their time slot. Because most of those Peacock games start at 8, don't they?
Do they? Okay.
I think so.
I've done a very good job of not keeping track of them. Well, if that's the case, that's the case. Yeah. If that's the case, that's the case. You just do it, you know. And for Washington, it's 5 o'clock Pacific time. That's why they're coming in on Friday and not coming in Thursday. Because of the start time. The start time is, they're like, okay, we'll just come in Friday. As I said, they're going to fly straight into State College, but they're going to fly back out of Harrisburg. And that's the deal there. No surprise about the top four in the college football rankings. Really no surprise, really, where Penn State fell in the rankings. They fell into the sixth spot. Fine. USC, by the way, is going to bench Miller Moss. And they're going to make the change and go with Jaden Maeva, the transfer from UNLV. This, you know how Brad Nessler and I were talking about the ability to see teams in person? Because it gives you a completely different viewpoint using your own eyes on something as opposed to using video. When I watch Moss in person, what really came to my perspective was that I felt like he had trouble seeing the field. If you're watching TV, you don't think that. And I felt that watching, like, yeah, I'm not. I even said to Jack, I said, I'm not so sure. You know, I didn't see it in the broadcast. I said, I'm not so sure he sees the field well. And you watched last week against Washington, because I had seen Moss firsthand in the Coliseum. I'm watching the Washington game. He's looking around. And my first thought was, he didn't see the field well. And that is something that at least part of the, you know, and we'll see if Maeva does a better job of it. I don't know. Because they have four very talented receivers. You know, Hudson's really good. Deuce Robinson's really good. Branch is very good. You know, Lane is very good. I mean, it's not like they don't have talent there. And Marks, the running back, is terrific. So we'll see. See if they get a jump start from this. That I don't know. We're going to find out when they play this weekend. But he's going to be the starter. The NFL, we talked about that with Jerry. They've got Steelers and Washington this week. That should be a really good matchup. The Thursday game, tomorrow's game, is Bengals-Ravens. I think that's actually a good matchup. The game's in Baltimore. Let's see. Steelers Commanders should be a very good game. That's a 1 o'clock game, as a matter of fact. Anything else worth? Let's see. Bears Patriots, no. Falcons Saints, no. Vikings Jaguars, no. Titans Chargers, no. Eagles Cowboys.
No Dak.
No. And Philadelphia's been playing better. They hit such a soft spot of the schedule, they've been able to clean up. Say this, the NBC game, Detroit at Houston, pretty good. It's not bad. That's good. They made sure the Jets and Cardinals were off someplace where you can't see it.
You sure they didn't flex the Jets again?
They should have flexed the Jets to Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
I think there's a morning game this week, too, in Munich.
Is there? Let me see.
I think it's
here.
The Panthers and the Giants, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. And believe me, you know what's really cool about that schedule?
You don't have to watch it.
Right. That's a game that should not be played in this country. All right. So
shouldn't be played in any country.
No. Even in Germany, you're like, hey, what? What's going on here? Why do we get that game? That's the way it goes.
Bryce Young, Daniel Jones.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about the Giants trying to acquire Bryce Young. I only have one question. Why?
Maybe they're going to put him on Daniel Jones' shoulders.
Win a VIP weekend at the Penn State-Washington game. Let's see. Courtesy of Playfly.
I don't think you're eligible.
Benefits Penn State football NIL. Part of the packages are supposed to come up and meet us. Oh, I'm glad they told me. I never get told anything. I was like, okay. But boy, they sure do expect you to react right. Oh, hey, great. And you are?
They don't want you to turn around and go, who the heck are you?
Yeah, right. It's like, you know, preparing us for something? No. Jack and I just kind of roll with it. Doesn't matter. A quarterback club, I have to look up on the Facebook page as to who it is. They never tell me. Coops Club, which is tomorrow, never know who I have. Never. I've never been told once ahead of time who's going to be there. Like, okay. Interesting.
Well, at least there's less of them.
Yeah, there's only four of them, and one's tomorrow.
Well, no, I meant less players to pick from for the basketball team.
True, true. So, yeah. Now, I do get told who the special guest is ahead of time. Now, that part I do know. But, like, which coach? Nope. Which player? Nope. Like, hey, great job. Like, yeah. Great job. Like, you have no idea. I have no idea who's supposed to be here. It's like, okay. But, yeah. I'll say this. The Peacock thing bugs me. And I know I mentioned it earlier. It just bugs me. I don't know what the thought process is. And I know that they're carrying Florida State, Notre Dame on NBC. But you have all these options. Fox Sports 1, CBS, Fox. And you end up on the streaming service. Last year, Penn State's game with, what was it? Was it Delaware? Was streamed? Okay, that's fine. Now they're going to do this. Now the idea is, take a game that's got some chops, and Penn State-Washington's a game that definitely has some chops, and you put it on there trying to increase subscriptions. Ugh. And then they're hoping you forget you subscribed.
Well, at least if you forget you subscribed, you get the wild card playoff game in January 2.
No, so. Either the wild card playoff game the wild card playoff game is going to be on Prime.
Oh, that's right. It was Peacock last year.
Yep. It's going to be on Amazon Prime. It is the Christmas Day Netflix. That's what you have. Now, do you get Netflix?
I do not.
Will you get Netflix to watch those games?
I might ask for... I probably shouldn't announce that, but... I might ask for somebody's password. How's that?
Oh,
but I'm not paying for Netflix, too.
Like, the bottom line is, the suit is stealing cable all the time. It's something where... he does it under a variety of names.
I think one of which is our theory is Big Lou.
Big Lou. This is Big Lou. Oh, he's a star. Big Lou. Yeah, he's on all the radio commercials. I love it. My guess is just a guess. I'll get to Christmas week and I'll make up my mind at that point, and my lean would be that I probably would get it because the games are going to be later in the day anyway on Christmas. And being later in the day on Christmas, at that point, things have kind of run their course on Christmas Day. I probably will do that. My guess is do I want to feed into the NFL beast by doing that? No, but it's also I just want to put my feet up and just watch something. You know what I mean? At that point, it's not as if we're kids again where we get to like, hey, let's play with all the toys. You know, that's not the way life is at this point. You're the one giving out the toys now.
True.
You give out the toys. And so since you're the one giving out the toys, you're like, ah, okay, yeah, that's right, wonderful. Oh, yeah, we love it, love it, love it. And all of a sudden, it's like 5 in the afternoon. Let's watch the Steelers game. Should be good. Are they playing the Ravens, I think?
Yeah, it's Steelers-Ravens. No, isn't it Steelers-Ravens the Saturday before, and it's Ravens-Chiefs on Christmas Day?
Yeah, but in Houston's playing, though. I think... Yeah, I'm trying to think of this. The Steelers are playing Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's the Steelers and the Chiefs.
Steelers, Chiefs, and then Houston against Baltimore.
Yeah,
right?
Because the Ravens and the Steelers is the week before.
Week before they put it on Saturday.
Yes,
they put it on Saturday because they want to give them the extra day before they play on a Wednesday. So,
man, looking at that is a brutal stretch to end the season for them.
It is. That's why I brought it up with Jerry. I mean, you're sitting there and you've got, after really getting through, in relative terms, a softer part of your schedule, and they're 6-2. Now, they haven't played anybody in the division yet, right?
Yeah, it's all the division games plus the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, that's tough. I mean, that is tough. And they start out with Washington. And Washington, a game that maybe you thought in the offseason was going to be they should be able to get through that one. Now they're 7-2. Daniels is playing really well. And guess what? Now it's a really tough game. And it's on the road. We'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Sun, ride with the sun, Sunbury Motors. Hi, I'm Kyle Mertz, and I am the sun. Let's see where Sunbury Motors can save you the most money in the small SUV segment. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has unbelievable finance rates that will save you thousands in interest payments. Choose from over 50 new Hyundai Tucson's with 0% financing for 48 months or 1.99% for 60 months. Sunbury Motors Ford has $4,000 off plus 0% APR for 36 months on 2024 Ford Escapes and $4,100 off plus 3.9% APR for 36 months on 2024 Ford Bronco Sports. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf has incredible savings on 2025 Kia Sportages. Save over $1,500 plus get 1.9% APR for 60 months on 24 in-stock Sportages to choose from. So, what's the takeaway here? Sunbury Motors will save you the most money on your next small SUV, whether you're interested in over 50 in-stock Hyundai Tucson's, Ford Escapes, or Bronco Sports, or a new Kia Sportage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
An in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the Pickle Bar, led by the Barrels and the Dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right. So, yeah, we're talking a little bit about the NFL and the scheduling to this point. And it's been amazing. One quick point about Joel Embiid. How can you suspend a guy that doesn't play?
Well, he's supposed to be back tonight, I believe, against the Clippers. So, I guess the suspension starts tonight.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, no offense. But he doesn't play.
It should make him play two back-to-backs.
I mean, look, I know he's had between foot and knee injuries and so forth. I know he's been hurt. I do know that. But the whole purpose of being a player is to play. Now, I'm not saying that you sit here and you just say the heck with it and tell them to suck it up. Can't do that. But then they suspend him for 3 games for what happened, you know, with the reporter. And my first reaction was, he doesn't play. What are you suspending him from?
I don't have a reply to that.
Right.
I mean, I think we talked a little bit about this at the end of the playoffs. As much as I enjoy watching him play, I think it's time to figure out another plan. I'm pretty sure this one is not going to work.
They keep building around him, which I understand completely. But it's interesting how, let's take a guy like Tyrese Maxey. Maxey, through his play with Philadelphia, has made himself into a really good player that every scouting report needs to account for, right? because he's just really good. As opposed to them constantly acquiring somebody that has star power to it, and it turns out it doesn't work. I mean, they drafted Simmons. It didn't work. They traded him for Harden. Didn't work. Now they got Paul George in there, and I just have my doubts it's going to work. Right? I mean, Craig Carton, who, you know, I've never met Craig, but, you know, talk show hosts, so forth. He says, made this statement. He says, if you really wanted to punish Joel Embiid, why don't you just make him play the three games?
I read it kind of in somebody's take on it, and I think I kind of agree with it. I just think the pressure is getting to Embiid. I mean, he's supposed to have been the savior of this franchise since 2016, and we're 8 years into it, and we're not any closer to him being that savior.
I thought that what might be something that would maybe help him out moving forward would be winning the Olympic gold medal, thus the feeling of knowing that what it feels like to win the whole thing. And yet, it's just not.
And, you know, the Eastern Conference is so good. I mean, you're putting yourself in a hole at this point at 1-5.
Yeah. Yeah, in a lot of ways you are. There's no question about that. Yeah. Because it's not just the Celtics. There are other teams, too. And that's important. But I thought the Olympic experience, where he played, he had a role in them winning the gold medal. There's that great feeling of being presented with a gold medal and being around winners would make a big difference. And it, you know, and since the gold medal, he hasn't played a game. Meanwhile, LeBron's playing, Davis is playing, Tatum's playing. You know, you're going through Halliburton's play. They're all playing. Durant's playing. I know he's been hurt, but like after a while, you know, then they announced that bizarre thing, and it was bizarre about the back-to-backs. Okay.
It got him investigated.
Yeah, right.
Which turns, they discovered that, hey, he is hurt. At least that's a plus.
Right. So, by the way, Ty Rogers, who is a good college player for Illinois basketball, you know, he's a rebounder, he's a hustler. You know, he's not a great shooter, but, I mean, makes plays. He's going to redshirt this season for Illinois. I was surprised by that. Yeah? Surprised. Yeah. And I don't think he's redshirting to transfer, which most people do. It seems these days when they make these announcements, like, I mean, do you really believe Barry Alexander's returning to USC? No. I mean, he's good as gone, in my opinion. But I think he wants to stay at Illinois. And again, he's a basketball player, so we're not talking about an Illinois football player here. And I'm only clarifying that for the fans so they know who I'm talking about. But he wants to redshirt this year. And they've got to, you know, they have an interesting team. It's a young team in a lot of areas with some transfers like Kerry Booth and so forth. But I thought that was, like, really.
I forgot Illinois' shooter went to Indiana. I was looking, we ran our Big Ten basketball preview yesterday, and I was looking up how to spell the big guy from Arizona to make sure it was right. And I totally forgot their sharpshooter went to Indiana.
Yeah, Luke Goody, right?
Yeah. I couldn't come up with his last name. I knew it was Luke.
Yeah, Luke Goody. Yeah, well, it's my job to know that. Don't worry about that. That's why I always like a coach will mispronounce something, and I'll look at he'll look at me. He says, "Right, Steve." And I'll go, "Hey, look, it's my job to know, not you." So your job is just to know what 10 does. Okay. Right? My job is to know what 10's name is. Yeah. Very interesting. I think we're getting a call. It's probably like the call we're getting. Let's see. What are the odds it is a spam call? Trying to get the suit to buy Ginzu knives. Or maybe in a major upset.
We do have a call, Steve.
Oh, see, I thought it was going to be a call for Ginzu knives. Great. I mean, the last year we had this, the Supot 12. All right, go ahead. Who do we have?
Yeah, Randy Klein from Sealands Grove.
Hey, Randy, how have you been?
I'm doing great, Steve.
Great.
I just have a question. This 12-team playoff for college football.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The top four get a bye.
Yes, sir.
The next four get a home game.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what happens? They miss out on the bowl experience if you have a home game. I mean, it's great to have a home game. I mean, it's good for finances, but the kids are going to miss the trip to the bowl game. The fans are going to miss the trip to the bowl game.
Well, Randy, you can solve that by winning the game, then you get a bowl game.
Yeah, but I mean, there's only going to be four people who are going to be, you know, out of the eight.
Right. But look, the playoffs, You're playing for the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
The school is not going to financially benefit from hosting a game. They're not.
No, the NCAA is going to get that.
The college football playoff is going to get it.
The college football playoff will get
not
it.
The NCAA. The college football playoff is an incorporated group. They get the money.
Mm-hmm.
The town would benefit. I mean, the average, like you're talking about at Penn State College, mm-hmm. the impact in the economy is approximately $16 million per home game.
Okay. Yeah, the state college is going to make out, but I just thought maybe the kids, if they don't win, they're going to be out of a bowl game. I mean, they're going to be out of a trip.
No,
they used to look forward to that. I thought.
You want to win the national championship?
Yes, I understand that.
And that's the whole ball game here. I mean, do you really? If you don't win an opening round game, do you want to play again?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think so, Randy.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't. I think at that point, you're like, oh, we got to go back on and play. There was the NCAA basketball tournament way back. Let's go back decades and decades. You would meet, and by the way, in the region, they would have third-place games. Third-place games, right?
Uh-huh.
And even in the Final Four, they had a third-place game. I remember the year NC State lost that epic – excuse me, my apologies. The year UCLA with Bill Walton lost an epic double overtime game in the Final Four to NC State with David Thompson, Tommy Burleson, Monty Tao, those guys. I lost the game. Had to play a third-place game against Kansas. Nobody on the face of the earth wanted to play in that game. No way. Nobody wanted to play in that. Nobody wants to play in the meatball matinee. Right. I mean, it's like you're like you threw everything you had into that. Ironically, you know the day they stopped playing the third place game?
No, I don't.
Was the day President Reagan was shot.
Oh.
Right? They were like, let's not do this. I think they may have played it and they said, for now we're not playing that game anymore. And they stopped doing it in 1981. Right? And so you don't want to be in a position where you lose your playoff game and then suddenly you're in a consolation bowl game. You're like, I don't want to do this. The whole point is to win it, and now you're in the Rose or the Sugar. I can't remember who's got the quarter. Peach Bowl, I know, is one. And let's see.
Fiesta.
And the Fiesta Bowl. Now you're going to a bowl game. Okay, and now you're going to a bowl game with some meat on the bone, right? You're playing to get to the semifinals. You're still playing for the national championship. The NFL in the 1960s, Randy, had a game called the Playoff Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And Green Bay, a lot of people realize there's only one other postseason game. Everybody knows that Vince Lombardi lost to the Eagles in his first ever postseason game, then won all the rest. Unbeknownst to everybody is that he actually had them in the playoff bowl, and he lost it once. And he referred to it as, nobody wants to be here, it's the loser's bowl.
Nobody wants to be a loser bowl. Yeah. Okay, well, I was just wondering, you know, maybe I'm just, I don't know.
No, no,
they're going to get a vacation out of it, you know. Be nice to go to Tempe or
right. Oh, Randy, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's a very good question. I just think that when you're emotionally invested as a player, you win it, there's the high, you're going to a bowl game, it's going to be a national quarterfinal. It's like, right, all right, you know, here we go. We still got a chance to win the whole thing. If you don't win it, you're saying like, oh, I got to drag my backside now and go through workouts. You're going to play that game, Randy, you know, yeah. We talk about opt-outs, there'd be opt-outs left and right.
Well, that's what I want to ask the next question. With this 12 teams, we have 12 good teams going in, there probably won't be any opt-outs.
That would be my guess. I would be shocked if somebody opted out.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I'd be shocked because team in this situation means everything. And it's been one of your stated goals to get there, all these teams across the country. So right now, let's be realistic. Right now, maybe 20, 22 teams have a chance to make the playoff realistically.
Yes.
This is all of them want. They want the chance to be in the tournament because once you're in, you can win it. Once you're out of it, we all know you're done. And so with that stated goal, you're not going to have people opting out of it, at least I believe.
You know, they're worried about is it, like this NIL money. You know, his agent said, hey, you know, stay out, don't get hurt, because that's what I'm worried about. But
well, I understand that worry, but here's the other part, too. If you opt out of a playoff game, what does it do to your draft stock?
You don't look like you're a team player, right?
Right. What are you going to suddenly out of nowhere? We make the playoffs. You're going to be like, I don't think I can play.
Uh-huh.
This is the last thing a pro team wants.
Okay, one more question.
Please. It's great talking with you, by the way.
These 12 top teams going to be playing in the playoffs, is that going to open up more spaces for lesser, you know, not as high-ranked teams to play in bowl games?
Yes.
Are we going to get rid of some bowl games now? Or?
Well, you know what? Bowl games, believe it or not, make money.
I know.
Bowl games, like I think 17 of them are now owned by ESPN, so they want the programming. And, yeah, it'll open up that, but it would open up, let me think here, 4 games. Because of the 4 opening round games. So 4 games where maybe you've got somebody that's in that 6-6, potentially 5-7 area. I don't know how many teams are bowl eligible right now. I'd only be guessing. But it would open up 4 more spaces.
Mm-hmm. But now here's my point again. You're going to have the 8 through 12 play the first round.
Right.
4 teams are going to lose.
Right,
and they are top teams, and now they won't be eligible for bowl. You know, I don't understand. I mean, I don't think the bowl people would like appreciate like having Tennessee sit at home and have to take Ole Miss or something. You know what I mean?
Well, Randy, but you're going to have like a Tennessee sitting at home. They don't want to play in the game.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't want to play. Let's just pick a game, the Gator Bowl.
Okay,
they'd be sitting like going, we just lost a playoff game. They're not going to want to play. And it should be pointed out that the bowl people already know in advance that this is how the system works. So they will make their selections after the college football playoff selections are made. The bowl people will then make their selections in the games, and they'll lock in who the opponents are, and they'll do it within hours after the college football playoff announces its 12 teams and the matchups.
In a couple of years, it'll be 14 teams. In a couple of years, it'll be 16 teams.
No, you're exactly right. No, Randy, you are not far off. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. You and I are on the same page there.
So, yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, you're going to have top-tier teams playing in playoff games. You're not going to have, you know, like a bowl game with a a 6-5 record going against a 7-2 or something.
Right.
These are all top teams going to play each other. So.
Well, you know what? Let's face it. I enjoy watching bowl games
because I enjoy college football.
I love watching college football. I don't mind that there's hardly anybody in the stands. I could care less. I just want to put on a game and go, hey, let's watch it, and a little more about these teams, some of the really good players and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that ESPN makes sure they put one on every night in prime time. And
yes.
I enjoy it. And I think that's the purpose as a viewer of what bowl games are. And look, they have, 41 of them last year? 39 had more than 1 million viewers or better. People watch.
College football, the viewership's way up. I mean, even this year's way up, they said. So.
Oh, yeah. No, and the playoffs causing that. And that's going to be moving forward, that's going to be a big part of this. And I think it's great for the game. It is spread out among the players. But look, everybody will be looking forward to the 4 quarterfinal games on New Year's Day. 3 on New Year's Day and 1 on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to make it's going to throw even more juice into the game on top of the other bowl games.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then the matchup they have now, Penn State and Notre Dame at Beaver Stadium, that's pretty inviting, to watch.
Well, let me put you this way, Randy. I'm really just worried about Saturday night first.
People complaining to me about Peacock. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know.
I said, you can always listen to the Steve Jones on the radio.
See, this is why you're my agent. And I've always been proud to give you the cut you deserve.
Well, I want to tell you how I watch the game on Saturday. I muted the TV and listened to you.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. Appreciate
it. I do every Penn State game. I'm not going to say I can't stand them, but
I just don't care
for the announcers.
I understand. Well, hopefully you care about the announcers on radio you heard instead, okay?
I always listen to you.
Thanks. You're the best for saying that. Thank you. It's very kind of you. And Jack and I appreciate it a lot. This is usually where I make the running joke I have. Oh,
okay.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. That doubles our ratings,
No, that's more than double. Like I said, I was just curious how this is going to work out.
Yeah, and that's how it's going to work out. And you're right, as time goes, there'll be 14, and eventually there'll be 16. And we'll see what kind of domino effect it has on the number of bowl games there are.
Uh-huh. So, okay, well, thanks for taking my questions, and
hopefully
have a good
I answered
day.
Them. Hopefully I answered them for you.
Yes, you did. I mean, right. I was just curious how it was going to work.
Yeah. Well, Randy, thanks so much. Appreciate the call, as always.
Okay.
All right. Great to talk with Randy. Fabulous. Yeah. So, yeah. This is... It's very interesting. Now, again, Penn State will not make... The four teams that host, so let's not make any assumptions here. I can tell you right now, they're not going to make profits off the games. They're not. It's the college football playoff that'll make the money. They will make the money. They're the ones that are in charge of it, although they're going to ask the teams that are hosting to run the games. Okay? So, just thought we'd pass that along. But have to go out, must go out, and win on Saturday. I mean, like I said, you're in a 4-game playoff to make the playoff. Go. You need to win it. And you're facing a good team with a good quarterback, a very good running back, good wideout, good tight end, good linebacker. I mean, they've got some players. And they're well coached. Jeff Fish is a good coach. He's been in a million places. But he is universally, Jed Fish is universally respected. And they're coming off a nice win with a goal line stand over USC. All right. That wraps it up for today. Now, tomorrow, we've got Tony Caltritrone. He's the play-by-play voice of Washington. He will join us at 1:09 tomorrow. I've already received threatening emails from Todd. You better be back from Hoops Club by then.
Mike DeCourcy at 2:05 as well.
Yeah, but you're all worried about 1:09.
Oh, you're not wrong about that, my friend.
It's like you're all like, you know, and that's fine. Because, well, look, I already did the Washington pregame show. I did that yesterday with them. So I've done my part to help them. Yes. How about that? My part, done. I think they want me on Friday night, too, at 9 o'clock. They said, hey, what time do you come on? I said, I got a basketball game at 6. I'm not done until 8:30. I went, oh.